Cellars of Si Ahmed's home in the Algerian mountains, the sinister Dimitri awaits the coming of Betty Lou, to whom he has sent a message. Regent comes to the cellars, but Dimitri tells him he's a friend of Chandler's, and Regent suspects nothing. Betty comes to the cellars and begs Dimitri to go at once. He climbs the stairs, and the next instant, Dorothy cries that she has recognized him. Meanwhile, the present act opens near a camp of hostile tribesmen. Far up in the mountains, it is night.
Chandu, the magician.
It can't be far from here, Philippe.
No, monsieur. They are camped in a, valley just over this hill.
Oh, yes. I can see the light of their fire. We'd better stop here. And they have lookouts posted, and they'll hear the horses' hoofs.
As you say, monsieur. But this darkness will conceal us from their eyes.
Yes. Let's tie the horses here.
Will we?
I think if we're careful, we can find a place where we can look down into that hollow and see what they're up to.
Am I then to go with you, monsieur?
Not down into the camp, but come along as far as the top of the hill there.
Oui.
It's so dark, there's no chance of them seeing us unless we get into the firelight, or they see us against the sky.
But between these great rocks, we are invisible, eh, monsieur?
Yes. Right through here, I think.
You are a wizard who have arranged this so clever disguise for us, monsieur.
Hardly a wizard, Philippe. Long years of practice have made it easy for me.
I think even if their guards should see us, they would think we were off themselves.
I hope so. Look out. There's a sharp stone here.
Oui. The captain, monsieur, we are not far from the camp. I can hear their voices.
Yes, and the light's growing brighter, too. What's that?
Huh? I have heard nothing.
Get down behind these rocks, quick.
Ah. The truth, monsieur, you have ears like a fox. I heard nothing until you spoke.
Come on, right through here. Lie down flat and we can look over the edge without being seen. This is a convenient group of lentil bushes, isn't it?
There we.
We can pull ourselves right up to the edge, I think.
Spirit of Napoleon! Is this the way the tribesmen make war?
Yeah, they're like children. As soon as they want a battle, they must play.
But see the great fire. One imagines the French soldiers might see them for many miles. And regard the musicians. What is it that they do?
They're having a feast. Keep your face back in the shadow, Philippe.
Ah, I'm sorry, sir. What fools they are, eh, these tribesmen.
Yes, but it's all the better for our purpose.
You have not told me your plans, sir.
I'm going to go down into the camp and pretend I have a message for the leader.
Ah.
You stay here and watch.
Yes.
If they should become suspicious and shoot me or knight me, ride back to Algiers and tell Monsieur Morel what has happened.
Mais mon Dieu, what is for this, Monsieur Ferdinand, with you? To watch from a distance like a woman while you expose yourself to death?
But it's better this way, Philippe.
No.
If you went with me and they killed us both, then what?
Ah, but I do not like it, Monsieur.
I know.
But no one doubts your courage, did he?
Not in this place, courage. It requires no courage to lie here on the ground in the shadow of a great rock.
If they discover who I am and find you hiding here, you need all your courage. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I will say no more, Chief. But tell me one thing. How will you conceal from them that you are American? Do you speak Arabic, huh?
Not well enough to deceive those fellows, I'm sure.
Yes, voila.
But I'll speak to them in English with just a slight French accent.
No, maybe she will
that. Don't worry about that. I've tried it before. Now I must go. I'm going to pretend to be overcome with fatigue. So don't be alarmed if I appear to stumble and lie unconscious on the ground.
Yes, sir. Protect you, monsieur.
Thanks, sir.
Bravos of the mountain! Wait!
Silence, my brother. Who come?
I bring a message. A message for...
Bring water. The messenger is dying of fatigue. He must have come from Algiers. Bring water, Magoo. What word dost thou bring, messenger?
What is your name?
I am Yara, leader of my people. What message dost thou bring?
You are of the truth, Yara?
I have spoken. Here is Magoo with water for thee.
Water.
The message I have brought is this. You and your men are to wait in this place until one arrives who will tell you where next you are to fall upon the French and drive them off as you have drove the soldiers from Raj. This is the word of...
Colonel Levin?
Of a truth. I have spoken his own words. And now I must return.
Rest thou by the campfire for an hour. I will send a servant with thee to set thee on thy way.
For an hour, then, I will rest. How many men are in your camp, Garab? I saw your fires from beyond the mountain.
These are but half of my people. The others are beyond in the Valley of the Eagle.
Let them remain there. It is the wish of the leader.
I will give my people the message. Magoo, give the signal. My people, listen to my words. Tonight, one has come from out here. Already the French have learned to fear the men of the mountain. Soon they will run before us like a plague of flies before a strong wind. Silence, my people. I have not finished. Thou knowest I have but this hour come from the secret place where I spoke with him who is to lead us to victory against the French. Even now he is going from place to place in the mountains like a serpent, whispering in the ears of soldiers, of servants, of all who are still so blind they will follow the French. Fear not to battle with the cursed Feringhi. In the days to come, thou shalt rule Algiers. Thou and thy son's son forever. Tonight, let there be peace in our souls. And when the next messenger arrives, prepare to mount thy horses and ride over the mountains to spill fresh blood upon the stones, to drive all Ferengi from our fears into the sea.
Your tongue is silver, mon ami.
My heart burns with hatred for the accursed friend.
A song, Ben Sadak!
He will sing, thou wilt hear one whose tongue is indeed silver, and whose throat is of gold.
My song is brave and gay. I greet the break of day. aid in Aqualand. Aye, aye, moonlight gilding the sand. Aye, aye, my song dies with a stir. Its echoes drift away. Always I ride alone. My love is gone. I ride alone.
And now I must get back.
But thy hour is not yet gone. Thou hast not revealed thy name.
I am called Fua, and before the tribesmen rose against the French, I was a sorcerer.
A sorcerer? My people! The messenger is killed in sorcery. Shall we permit him to depart without proof of his power? You will please them, Fua.
It is nothing. But since I have accepted your hospitality, I am glad to make return for it. Name of the mountain, I, Fua the sorcerer, tell thee to look yonder, where the hilltop meets the sky. Look, I say, look, and thou wilt see a body of horsemen at the summit of the hill. Look, look once more.
The Ferengi! The French!
Of a truth, they are riding down upon you, men of the mountain! They are coming closer! They will rock you down without mercy!
I know thee now. Thou art Tandu, the magician.